Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, everyone on the bus. Get on the bus and go home. Players in the clubhouse, get on the bus, head back to the hotel. Let's be honest here. Honestly, I don't know how much I really want to dissect from this game tonight. You know, the old adage, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I think those are wise words tonight. Royals win 5-4. They even up this three-game series. They pick up their first win on this nine-game road trip. Still four games to go. Royals win tonight. Pick up win number 13 on the season. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Listen, you're not going to hear me complain following a Royals victory. Had they lost this game, sure, someone may have melted down. Someone may have screamed after this game. You may have. It may have been me. Who knows? We'll never find out because the Royals hung on and gave Brady Singer a much-deserved victory, his third of the season. Brady deserved even more than what he got tonight. His final line, 6 innings, 2 earned runs on 7 hits. He strikes out 3 and walks 2. If his defense would have helped him out a little bit more, Singer had the aura, the command to go at least 7-plus innings, allowing what, 1 earned run? Now, he allowed 4 runs. Only 2 of them were earned. But if you watch the game, if you listen to the game, you know not a single one of those 4 runs is on Brady Singer. In my mind, it's 6 shutout innings from the young right-hander. So I'm happy for Brady Singer. Happy to see him round back into form. That's now back-to-back solid starts from Brady Singer. We'll next see him when the Royals return home to take on the Detroit Tigers, and you know how I always look forward to seeing Brady take on the Motown Kitties. He always has something extra for Detroit, so we'll see him coming up in that series that gets started next Monday night at Kauffman Stadium. Happy for Brady, happy for Barlow. It's now 9 consecutive scoreless appearances for Scotty B. Made quick work of that bottom of the ninth inning. 14 pitches, 1-2-3, go sit down. Royals win. Scott Barlow picks up his 5th save. I'm happy for Barlow. I'm happy for Brady. I'm happy for you and me, to be quite honest, because tomorrow afternoon, this team's right back at it. Always seems to work out like this in these trying seasons. Wins are hard to come by, and when you find them, you get to enjoy them for what, 30 minutes, 45 minutes? How long we going tonight? That's up to you. But I know inside that clubhouse, I'm hoping they're already on the bus. I hope they're heading back to the hotel. Don't talk about this one. Don't celebrate. Just thank you. Let's go get another one tomorrow. Both teams really playing hot potato with this game. Awful defense on both sides, some awful base running on both sides. But I'm happy that you and I don't have to stare a five-game losing streak in the face as we get ready to watch this team go up against Yu Darvish tomorrow afternoon. Happy for Brady, happy for Barlow, but really happy for you and I. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Now, Brady Singer is obviously the big storyline, but the storyline of this road trip is and always has been the young, unproven bats. How often can they lead this team to victory? You know, I told Josh Klingler yesterday on Fesco in the morning, I said, hey, I understand that you're not really in this season. In with the Royals, in with Major League Baseball, but just take my advice. If you're going to watch the Royals, wait until Brady Singer's on the hill. Because when Singer's on the hill, it's an event. It's a place to be. At least in my world, it is. Because you have a younger, homegrown pitcher on the hill with years of team control still ahead of him and a bunch of young, homegrown, with team-controlled years still ahead of him, defenders behind him. And they delivered tonight, just like they did 5-6 days ago. Well, Brady Singer on the hill, Bobby and Vinny and Massey and Melendez and Michael Garcia and Nick Prado, those guys being in the lineup, that's fun. It's fun when Singer's on the hill. It's going to be fun when Daniel Lynch is on the hill. Now, tomorrow, we're still waiting to find out who the starter will be, it's not going to be a lot of fun. You know, Brad Keller, Jordan Lyle, Zach Greinke, really doesn't do it for me. Brady Singer, though, that's exciting. Now, as far as those younger, unproven bats go, Bobby had the best night of the bunch. Bobby with multiple hits. He's now recorded multiple hits in three of his last four games. And Bobby puts on a show defensively, a terrific double play started by Bobby in the second inning. He makes another sensational over-the-shoulder basket catch in shallow left center field in the fifth inning. And then he puts the finishing touches on a very well-executed rundown, a key rundown, in the eighth inning. So Bobby's the star of the night. Vinny and Massey also contributed to that key rundown in the eighth inning. But, you know, Vinny, you know, makes a pretty big base running error, makes the third out at third base after recording a one-out single in the seventh inning. You know, Michael Garcia, offensively a nice night. He goes 2-for-4, including a one-out double in the third. You know, but him and Edward Olivares have that miscommunication in foul territory down the left field line. Nah, you know what? That's on Ollie. That's on the outfield. You got to call off the infielders. You guys are both close to colliding. That's on the outfielder. That's on Edward Olivares. So, okay. So Bobby's the star, but Mikey Garcia also has a nice night. MJ Melendez, he extends his on-base streak, but he gets burned in right field as the ball snakes under his glove. So there was good, there was bad. Bobby was the best. Brady gets the win, deserves the win. Scott Barlow picks up the save, deserves the save. But you and I, we earned this. We deserve this. Let's celebrate, Kansas City. 913-586-7610. Again, that's the phone number. That's also the text line number if you just want to shoot your thoughts over via text. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line is 913-586-7610. Man, I was wondering if we were going to hear from Kathy in San Diego before this series wrapped up. Kathy, I'm glad to hear from you. Hope that you're doing well, and hope you were in attendance tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I was there tonight. I was there last night. I was eating from both sides, so I'm like pretty exhausted, and I'm going to be there again tomorrow night eating from both sides. Last night, I stopped rooting for the Royals probably about the time when it was possible no-hitter, but it was an awesome game. I met some cool people at the game. Some Royal fans were sitting near me down on the field level, and I can't be upset about tonight's game because it was so good to see the hitters the Royals players doing what they needed to do to win. So, you know, I can't get upset about the loss tonight because, you know, I love both teams so much.
Good, good. Kathy, I'm glad you were at the game having a tough time with that connection. I don't know if you are on a train or not, but I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much, and enjoy tomorrow afternoon's finale of this three-game series. Royals win game one, 5-4, right? We were all having a difficult time hearing what Kathy had to say. I'm glad to hear you were at the game last night as well, cheering on Michael Wacha. And listen, no shame in that. Kathy's a longtime listener, longtime fan of both the Royals and the Padres. And I'll be honest with you, I'm always rooting for the no-hitter. I don't want it to happen against the Royals. I'd much rather a Royals pitcher spins the no-no. But if I'm in the building and history has a chance to happen, I'm rooting for history. So, yeah, no shame in that, Kathy, rooting for the Padres and Wacha last night. And really, you can't lose. You can't lose this weekend. So long as there aren't any major injuries. Now, Manny Machado leaves last night's game after getting hit in the hand, but x-rays were negative, right? Seth Lugo leaves tonight's game after tweaking his calf in the second inning. Yeah, if you missed it, Padres starting pitcher gives up 5 runs in the second inning, and as he's running over to first base to cover, to record the final out of that second inning, he hurts his calf and ends his day. Padres bullpen still did a very good job. After Lugo leaves, they don't allow a run. 7 innings of 4-hit relief from the Padres bullpen, but the Royals relievers are just a little bit better. Didn't have to work as much. 3 innings, Chapman, Clark, Barlow, each contributing 1 scoreless frame. Royals win 5-4. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you're right, Vern. I mean, you know, the victories have been few and far between, so victory is sweet. It's nice to get that W. I'm glad you talked about Singer. That's what I was most kind of concerned about. You know, he did his nice performance last time, and then he followed this up again. That's a good sign. Way to go, Singer. Nice pitching tonight. I think it was about the pitching because, like, in the 5th and 6th inning, you know, they about give it away. You know, after getting shut out last night, they played 5 runs. But, man, you know, the defense and the – you call it the defense and the base running and just all the blunders. So we got to clean that up. But it's evaluation year. We could get better. Also, I want to talk about Tyler Clark in the 8th inning. Nice job by him. He had a guy in 1st and 3rd. He picks the guy off and gets out of the inning. So that was nice to see. Our bullpen was locked down. And I think it's about time we talk about – Chapman and Barlow. I hate to get rid of them, but they would bring back a haul, Vern. I mean, Adolis tonight, he was throwing that heat again just a few games ago. He had 7 pitches over 100 miles an hour, then they had that fastest pitch of the year. Then tonight he did another one, 107 or 103.8. Woo, that's throwing some smoke, Vern. We got to bait that hook and see who's going to bite on it and bring back the biggest haul. What do you think about that, Vern? I hate to get rid of Barlow and Chapman, but, boy, that would bring back the haul. I cannot think that any contender out there that's vying for a playoff spot, that would be an awesome addition to their bullpen. And Barlow, when that slider's on, that's the nastiest. That's a nasty slider, Vern. Let's go out and get that victory tomorrow. Way to go, Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Thank you very much, Big T. A few things. Of course, trade Aroldis Chapman. Yeah, everyone's in favor of that. You knew you were going to trade Aroldis Chapman the moment he signed the contract. And yeah, 103.8 miles per hour. Are you freaking kidding me? What else is Cronenworth supposed to do? He just stares at it in the 7th inning. Can't believe it. 103.8 miles per hour, the fastest pitch in Royals StatCast history. So what's that, 2015? And yes, the fastest pitch in Major League Baseball this season. Taylor Clark, yeah, nice pickoff there in the 8th inning. It's roles are reversed. Rougned Odor, you can't get picked off there. So nice job, no doubt. Nice job by Taylor Clark, but to me that's more of a bad job by them than a great job by us. And then Scott Barlow, yeah, I'd trade him, of course. Team's 13-31. I don't know who's going to pitch for the Royals next year. Like the third game of the year, I don't know who their starting pitcher would be right now. So I don't feel great about next year, and that's the final year of team control you have of Scott Barlow, so yeah, I'd trade him. You know, we could have the much bigger conversation because, you know, to me, Chapman, Keller, Barlow, Garrett, yeah, no doubt, sure, I'd trade any of them. No, the real conversation starts at the other guy, the other story of the night, Brady Singer. Vinny Pasquantino. Those are the big questions that really take a discussion that you really need to ruminate over. You willing to part with your ace? Are you willing to part with your best young hitter? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself. Chapman, Barlow, Garrett, relief pitchers, yeah, you know, take them all. Just win the trade. Trade them, but the return better be of note. Again, it's a difficult job. It's a very difficult job that these general managers have. I've said it before, a lot like an umpire. You do a good job, it's not really all that well received. It's, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You make one mistake, a few bad trades, and you're the villain. You might be out of a job. So yeah, trade the relievers, but man, you better win the return. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for the phone call, Big T. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Brady Singer tonight throws the third quality start of the season. His third quality start of the season. The team as a whole, the Royals I'm talking about, the rest of the team, Brady Singer has three quality starts. The rest of the team combined has four. Royals win 5-4. We'll take a quick timeout coming up in a moment. But oh, we got more. Let's go to Charles in Lee Summit. My bad, Charles. I'm not going to leave you there on hold. Charles, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, it's Dan. Josh,
oh,
how you doing?
That's Dan and KCK.
Yeah, hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, last week I called, but we ran out of time. You know, that's okay. Yeah, I know you're busy. Yeah, it was a good night by the offense and the defense of Bobby. Now, you're right. Oliver's need to take charge on that. You know, just take charge. Just call him off. You know, that's what all you got to do. And I agree with Big T. I'd keep a Chapman here, you know, but then that's the way the business is. You know, you trade good players away, but, you know, if you get something in return, I can accept it. Take care, Josh. Let's get the series tomorrow.
All right, that's the plan. Yu Darvish on the hill for the Padres. We will give you the Royal starter as soon as the Royals figure out who the hell it is. 3:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. This is the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right now we're talking to Brett Beach, general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
To go in the first round and to be a local kid, to play at a local school and then have the draft, I mean, in your hometown city, I mean, I'm sure that will be documented one day and there will be a book or a story on that. And, you know, hopefully a bunch of those chapters in that book details the awesome career he has here.
610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Oh, here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, 5-4, the final score. Royals even up this three-game series with the San Diego Padres. Brady Singer picks up the win. We'll get to your text messages coming up in just a moment, but speaking of Brady Singer, he addressed the media just moments ago inside that Royals clubhouse, and the cameras and microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City were there.
The fastball was kind of back to where I wanted it. Had a really good movement on it, late movement. Was able to kind of, you know, move that around the zone and kind of work with that. And slider would help me out a lot tonight. Just some good changeups. Just not very many quality ones. You know, hopefully we can, you know, do a better job on that. But, you know, I think I attacked the zone pretty well. Made some, you know, some bad walks there that I wasn't really happy with. But, you know, stayed in the game there as, you know, as much as I could.
What can you say about the bullpen coming in, Chapman in there in the seventh, and then Clark and Barlow doing what they've done?
Yeah, I mean, they've been unbelievable. I mean, it's so much fun to, you know, go in deep in a game and, you know, kind of like that and, you know, hand it off to those guys. I mean, they've been incredible. I think those, you know, three guys and, you know, obviously, you know, the rest of the whole pen has been unbelievable too. So, you know, it gives me a lot of confidence, you know, handing the ball off to them.
How do you assess your last two starts? You've been doing really well, and it's kind of led to some better positive results.
Yeah, I think that's just making quality pitches. You know, that's something I'm talking about lately. You know, the bad outings, you know, leaving some balls in the middle of the plate and stuff like that. But I think just making, you know, pitches that I need to make in certain situations helped me out a lot.
There he is, Brady Singer, six innings of... Well, I guess, again, I'm not saying it. It wasn't six innings of two-run baseball. It should have been seven, eight innings of one-run baseball. It was six innings of shutout baseball, but his defense let him down multiple times. Not only Edward Olivares letting a foul ball fall in front of him, a lack of communication. I don't know if he's just used to Bobby Witt Jr. taking care of everything. That's going to fall in front of him, in front of him and the center fielder, over in foul territory up the third baseline. I don't know. But Edward Olivares, MJ Melendez, Matt Duffy took his eye off a grounder in that fifth inning that saw two Padres runs come across to score. Nate Eaton gave up a pair of runs as he dove like 5 feet in front of where the ball landed in the sixth inning. So four runs come in to score off of Brady Singer, and all four of them I can easily trace back to a defensive blunder by this Royals defense that has been surprisingly adequate this season. I thought they would struggle a lot more than they have. Now, they haven't been great. Well, shoot, they're 13-31. As you know, they haven't been great in very many facets this season. But the defense did have its bright spots. I mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. and, of course, that rundown in the eighth inning. Royals hanging on, clinging to a one-run lead. They take that lead in the second inning, scoring five runs off of Seth Lugo, but the Padres chip away thanks to that Royals defense. Two in the fifth, two in the sixth. Now we get to the eighth. Taylor Clark on the mound. Royals up 5-4 with runners on the corners and two outs and Ha-Sung Kim at the dish. Rougned Odor gets picked off by a terrific pickoff move from Taylor Clark, but still, it's in my opinion, more of a base-running mistake than a wonderful pickoff move from Taylor Clark. What was wonderful about it was the rundown. Clark throws over to Vinny Pasquantino, who runs Odor towards Michael Massey at the second base bag, makes the throw to Massey, who then goes back towards first base, hits it back to Vinny. Vinny now with the ball, and you could see Vinny's about to go either to Fermin behind the dish or Garcia at third because Xander Bogaerts, the base runner, is starting to drift a little far off the bag. And Vinny kind of gives him a hesitation pump fake, which forces Bogaerts back to the third base bag. Vinny gives it up to Bobby Witt Jr., and nobody's outrunning Bobby Witt Jr. He tracks down Rougned Odor, places the glove on him, and secures the third and final out of that bumpy eighth inning for Taylor Clark. Clark, his fifth straight scoreless outing. Yes, it was helped by Bobby in that rundown, but nonetheless, five straight scoreless outings, six and a third innings from Taylor Clark in that stretch, 11 strikeouts, three walks, and only four hits. Here's what Bobby Witt Jr. said about that rundown in the eighth inning to Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Yeah, these are the things that you go through in spring training. You just work on, you practice, just try to slow down the game as much as possible. You don't want it to speed up too fast because I know at times it kind of speeds up. You just want to try to slow down as much as possible, and that's the name of the game pretty
Bobby,
much.
One of two Royals with multiple hits tonight. He goes 2-for-5, scores the team's fifth and final run, and drives in their third run in that five-run second inning. The other Royal with multiple hits, the 23-year-old Michael Garcia. So the two youngest Royals combined for half of their base hits. Royals outlast the Padres in a game of hot potato. Scott Barlow make sure that the Royals improve their record to 13-31. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. My game notes after this one-run victory. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Brady Singer tonight with his 30th career quality start. Brady Singer made his debut back at the beginning of 2020. Since then, since he made his debut, nobody in a Royals uniform has spun 30 quality starts. In fact, the next closest, Brad Keller with 26, Chris Bubich with 20. The last time a Royal threw a quality start other than Brady Singer, you got to go back to May 16th. Excuse me, today's May 16th. You got to go back to April 16th. 27 games since someone other than Brady Singer has given this team a quality start. Maybe tomorrow's that day, and we'll see who that pitcher is. Royals still yet to name a starter for tomorrow's finale. First pitch is at 3:10. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Quick timeout. Royals win 5-4. We get to the text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Payoff pitch, and there's called strike three. Got him looking. And for Brady, that's his third of the night as he goes with the sinker. So yeah. Two up, two down.
That was that signature hip shot sinker that Brady throws so well at the left-handed hitter. Throws it right at his hip, and it's running about 17, 18 inches laterally right over the inside corner.
That's Steve Stewart and Royals Hall of Famer Mike Sweeney. One of Brady Singer's three strikeouts on the night, his third and final punch-out of the night. Six innings, two earned runs on seven hits, those three strikeouts and a pair of walks. Good enough for his third win. Scott Barlow puts the finishing touches on this bad boy. Barlow's ninth consecutive scoreless appearance, over the course of which he's held opponents to a batting average of .121. 9 2/3 innings, 14 strikeouts, and only two walks for the Royals closer. One correction. I could have left it because, let's be honest, you know, how many people would actually call me on it, but I know it's wrong, so I gotta correct it. The last time a Royals pitcher not named Brady Singer threw a quality start, April 17th. So it has now, as the clock strikes midnight, and now has been a full month since someone other than Brady Singer has given this team at least six innings, three runs or less. We'll see if Carlos Hernandez can do that tomorrow. He won't. He's a reliever. But Annie Rogers of MLB.com just tweeted out, Carlos Hernandez will start for the Royals tomorrow in the finale as they try to take the series from the San Diego Padres. What kind of upset would that be? All right, let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, I need a quick update. Who's in the core for you at the moment? And what does it even mean anymore to be in that exclusive club? That's a great point at the end there. Yeah, I was all about the core last year. The core being guys that I was, I don't want to say not curious about because you're always curious, but guys that I was sold on that are going to be a part of the 2025 Royals. Guys that are going to be here so long as Bobby Witt Jr. is here. If you're going to win with Bobby, it's going to be because of the core, right? Building around those guys. And last year it was Bobby, Vinny, MJ, Salvi, and Singer. Had five guys in the core. But also last year I was a little bit more hopeful that they would spend money on pitching this offseason, spend more money on pitching this offseason. I was also hopeful that, you know, Drew Waters and Daniel Lynch and Chris Bubich all wouldn't find injuries so quickly into the season. Now, last year, we would talk about 2023 and 2024, and here we are, 44 games into this season, and we've already spent more time talking about next year and 2025 than we have talking about the second half of this season. So, Stefan, to your second point of how much does it even mean to be a part of the core, not much anymore. Not much, because I'm not sure that Salvi can be a part. Under his current contract, I don't know if Salvi's going to be a part of a winner here. I mean, I'd like to say that Brady Singer will be a part of a winner, but I don't feel as confident about that today as I did last August. Not sure. So the core is unchanged. It's still Singer and Salvi, Melendez, Bobby, and Vinny. It's still the same five. But I've spent a lot of time talking about trading, you know, 60% of that core. Salvi, Singer, and Vinny Pasquantino. So it doesn't really mean all that much, because the future isn't as bright as it was when we originally started talking about that core. Thanks, Stefan. Alex writes in, Vern, great work from the bullpen tonight with a couple of big pickoffs to help close the game out. Now let's get a dub tomorrow and win the series before we go to Chicago. Man, how nice would that be? It's not going to be easy, obviously. Carlos Hernandez on the hill, maybe giving you two. You want to be optimistic, he gives you three innings. Okay, you'll have Jackson Kowar, who could probably give you an inning or two if he's good. Hasn't been very good in the big leagues. No reason to expect him to give you a clean two or three frames tomorrow. I'm not going into tomorrow expecting good Jackson Kowar. I hope to see it. Hope to see that new slider. The guy still had an ERA north of 7 down in Omaha this season. But Barlow will be good to go. I guess Chapman would be too. I don't know if I'm really keen on seeing him on back-to-back days. Yeah, not going to be easy. Not going to be easy when you're trying to bullpen a team that has Juan Soto and Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis. Tatis, by the way, I mentioned Vinny Pasquantino's poor decision to try and go first to third on Fernando Tatis in the seventh inning. Matt Cotrero, even earlier, telling Annie Rogers, no, I wasn't a big fan of that aggressiveness from Vinny. Why? Well, Fernando Tatis in that right arm, a 97-mile-per-hour throw from right field, and it was easy pickings at the hot corner. Easy to get Vinny for the third and final out of that seventh inning. Fortunately, Royals are able to hang on as Aroldis Chapman throws a scoreless seventh, Taylor Clark in the eighth, and Scott Barlow in the ninth. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. John from Mission writes in, Vern, how about my boy Matt Duffy breaking the seal to start that five-run second inning? Great team win tonight. Starting pitching, relief pitching, big inning on offense. And of course, yes, we need to clean up the defense. And yes, I would like to see some insurance runs in the later innings. But a nice win, all things considered. Signed, John in Mission. John, I agree. Nice shout out to Matt Duffy. Well, there are certain guys on this team that I'm not going to do a good job of mentioning. Matt Duffy's one of them. I got nothing against him. I've enjoyed my time around Matt Duffy. He is a tremendous asset inside that clubhouse. But grand scheme of things, his performance really doesn't matter. But you're right. Second inning, scoreless game, two on, one out. Matt Duffy turns on a breaking ball up from Seth Lugo, ropes it into left field, plating Edward Olivares and putting the Royals ahead 1-0. Freddie Fermin would then walk. Nate Eaton would beat out a would-be double play ball to allow MJ Melendez to score. Bobby Witt Jr. then on an 0-2 pitch singles to left to plate Matt Duffy. And then Salvador Perez, a two-run double in that five-run second inning. Salvi putting the finishing touches on it. Salvi, by the way, over his last 20 games, he's hitting .351 with an OPS just a shade under 1,100. Big fella is on a roll right now. Let's go to Randy from Kansas City. Randy, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 5-4. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? Has Nate Eaton been let go yet? Because I just can't stand watching him anymore. He doesn't even look like a Major League Baseball player.
No, he has not.
Okay. So, all right, just checking in on that.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. From the 913, Vern, I think that if the young guys played the game with half the heart that Salvador Perez plays with, things might be different. Wow. That's what you think the problem is? Really? You think they don't play with enough heart? That's why they're 13-31? Well, then you're not paying attention. You're not listening to the games. You're not watching the games. The issue isn't want. It's not heart. If you really want to boil it down, if you want it simple, even though baseball, just like life, it's never simple. It's not black and white. It resides in the gray area. But if you need it boiled down, if you need something simple, it's the pitching. How about that? It's the pitching. You want something else? The talent. How about that? The heart. Give me a break. Get over yourself. Let's go back to the text line. Joey in Grain Valley, yeah, says can't really enjoy this one with the quick turnaround. No, we got to enjoy this one, Joey. I understand the Royals are back at it tomorrow at 3:10. I'll be on the air at 2, but no, enjoy this one. You can at least enjoy it until you go to bed. Or maybe that was Joey's way of saying he's tuning out because he's going to bed. Maybe. Yeah, no doubt I see Rally Mantis fired up about his Florida Gator, Brady Singer, picking up the win. Raj in the Ozarks simply calling this one a wild baseball game, no doubt. From the 316, good game tonight, Vern. Obviously some mistakes, but job well done. And Vern, would I be wrong to think this moment currently is Aroldis Chapman's peak trade value? Vern, I don't want to see him on the hill for Kansas City again. Would you be wrong? I don't know if... I would say about 2 weeks ago may have been his height. But it could still get better. No, I don't think the Royals are going to pull the trigger. No. I believe you'll see Aroldis Chapman again. I don't think they move him until, at least until June. He certainly doesn't look as if he's slowing down. 103.8 miles per hour. A 12-pitch seventh inning. I don't know if I want to see him pitch tomorrow. You know, he's pitched back-to-back days three times this season. I believe it's gone poorly twice. Very small sample size, sure. But I'm not in the mood to experiment to see if it is a trend. How about we just don't find that out? I'm with you on that. One point concerning, or one statistic to pass along pertaining to Aroldis Chapman and that 103.8 mile per hour fastball that he blew by Jake Cronenworth. Sarah Langs of MLB and MLB.com, she tweets out the statistic that since 2008, the pitch tracking era, since 2008, Aroldis Chapman has thrown a 103 mile per hour pitch 65 times. The rest of the world combined, the rest of Major League Baseball combined since 2008, every other pitcher combined has done it 13 times. Again, Chapman has done it 65 times. The next closest pitcher is Jordan Hicks, who's done it 5 times. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Maybe we'll see him tomorrow, and maybe he'll perform well. And if so, that sure would be nice to flip that narrative on its head. Royals win 5-4. All right, we now know the pitching matchup for tomorrow. It's going to be more than likely a bullpen day. Carlos Hernandez will take the hill for the first time since, the first half of... did he start last year? Well, I'll find out. Carlos Hernandez squares off with Yu Darvish tomorrow, 3:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Man, I remember Carlos Hernandez was a guy that I thought was going to be a star for this team. Or I didn't think. I was hopeful he would be a star for this team because, you know, a 4-5-pitch mix, a big, burly righty like that. Yeah, he made 7 starts last year. Thanks to Luke Bell for the help back at the studio. I'm excited. Carlos Hernandez. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
The app.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Payoff pitch, and there's called strike three. Got him looking. And for Brady, that's his third of the night as he goes with the sinker. So yeah. Two up, two down.
That was that signature hip shot sinker that Brady throws so well at the left-handed hitter. Throws it right at his hip, and it's running about 17, 18 inches laterally right over the inside corner.
That's Steve Stewart and Royals Hall of Famer Mike Sweeney. One of Brady Singer's three strikeouts on the night, his third and final punch out of the night. Six innings, two earned runs on seven hits, those three strikeouts and a pair of walks. Good enough for his third win. Scott Barlow puts the finishing touches on this bad boy. Barlow's ninth consecutive scoreless appearance, over the course of which he's held opponents to a batting average of .121. 9 2/3 innings, 14 strikeouts, and only two walks for the Royals closer. One correction. I could have left it because, let's be honest, you know, how many people would actually call me on it, but I know it's wrong, so I gotta correct it. The last time a Royals pitcher not named Brady Singer threw a quality start, April 17th. So it has now, as the clock strikes midnight, and now has been a full month since someone other than Brady Singer has given this team at least six innings, three runs or less. We'll see if Carlos Hernandez can do that tomorrow. He won't. He's a reliever. But Annie Rogers of MLB.com just tweeted out, Carlos Hernandez will start for the Royals tomorrow in the finale as they try to take the series from the San Diego Padres. What kind of upset would that be? All right, let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Stefan writes in, Vern, I need a quick update. Who's in the core for you at the moment? And what does it even mean anymore to be in that exclusive club? That's a great point at the end there. Yeah, I was all about the core last year. The core being guys that I was, I don't want to say not curious about because you're always curious, but guys that I was sold on that are going to be a part of the 2025 Royals. Guys that are going to be here so long as Bobby Witt Jr. is here. If you're going to win with Bobby, it's going to be because of the core, right? Building around those guys. And last year it was Bobby, Vinny, MJ, Salvi, and Singer. Had five guys in the core. But also last year I was a little bit more hopeful that they would spend money on pitching this offseason, spend more money on pitching this offseason. I was also hopeful that, you know, Drew Waters and Daniel Lynch and Chris Bubich all wouldn't find injury so quickly into the season. Now, last year, we would talk about 2023 and 2024, and here we are, 44 games into this season, and we've already spent more time talking about next year and 2025 than we have talking about the second half of this season. So, Stefan, to your second point of how much does it even mean to be a part of the core, not much anymore. Not much, because I'm not sure that Salvi can be a part. Under his current contract, I don't know if Salvi's going to be a part of a winner here. I mean, I'd like to say that Brady Singer will be a part of a winner, but I don't feel as confident about that today as I did last August. Not sure. So the core is unchanged. It's still Singer and Salvi, Melendez, Bobby, and Vinny. It's still the same five. But I've spent a lot of time talking about trading, you know, 60% of that core. Salvi, Singer, and Vinny Pasquantino. So it doesn't really mean all that much, because the future isn't as bright as it was when we originally started talking about that core. Thanks, Stefan. Alex writes in, Vern, great work from the bullpen tonight with a couple of big pickoffs to help close the game out. Now let's get a dub tomorrow and win the series before we go to Chicago. Man, how nice would that be? It's not going to be easy, obviously. Carlos Hernandez on the hill, maybe giving you two. You want to be optimistic, he gives you three innings. Okay, you'll have Jackson Kowar, who could probably give you an inning or two if he's good. Hasn't been very good in the big leagues. No reason to expect him to give you a clean two or three frames tomorrow. I'm not going into tomorrow expecting good Jackson Kowar. I hope to see it. Hope to see that new slider. The guy still had an ERA north of 7 down in Omaha this season. But Barlow will be good to go. I guess Chapman would be too. I don't know if I'm really keen on seeing him on back-to-back days. Yeah, not going to be easy. Not going to be easy when you're trying to bullpen a team that has Juan Soto and Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis. Tatis, by the way, I mentioned Vinny Pasquantino's poor decision to try and go first to third on Fernando Tatis in the seventh inning. Matt Cotrero, even earlier, telling Annie Rogers, no, I wasn't a big fan of that aggressiveness from Vinny. Why? Well, Fernando Tatis in that right arm, a 97-mile-per-hour throw from right field, and it was easy pickings at the hot corner. Easy to get Vinny for the third and final out of that seventh inning. Fortunately, Royals are able to hang on as Aroldis Chapman throws a scoreless seventh, Taylor Clark in the eighth, and Scott Barlow in the ninth. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. John from Mission writes in, Vern, how about my boy Matt Duffy breaking the seal to start that five-run second inning? Great team win tonight. Starting pitching, relief pitching, big inning on offense. And of course, yes, we need to clean up the defense. And yes, I would like to see some insurance runs in the later innings. But a nice win, all things considered. Signed, John in Mission. John, I agree. A nice shout out to Matt Duffy. Well, there are certain guys on this team that I'm not going to do a good job of mentioning. Matt Duffy's one of them. I got nothing against him. I've enjoyed my time around Matt Duffy. He is a tremendous asset inside that clubhouse. But grand scheme of things, his performance really doesn't matter. But you're right. Second inning, scoreless game, two on, one out. Matt Duffy turns on a breaking ball up from Seth Lugo, ropes it into left field, plating Edward Olivares and putting the Royals ahead 1-0. Freddie Fermin would then walk. Nate Eaton would beat out a would-be double play ball to allow MJ Melendez to score. Bobby Witt Jr. then on an 0-2 pitch singles to left to plate Matt Duffy. And then Salvador Perez, a two-run double in that five-run second inning. Salvi putting the finishing touches on it. Salvi, by the way, over his last 20 games, he's hitting .351 with an OPS just a shade under 1,100. Big fella is on a roll right now. Let's go to Randy from Kansas City. Randy, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals win 5-4. Go ahead.
Hey, Vernon, how's it going? Has Nate Eaton been let go yet? Because I just can't stand watching him anymore. He doesn't even look like a Major League Baseball player.
No, he has not.
Okay. So, all right, just checking in on that.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. From the 913, Vern, I think that if the young guys played the game with half the heart that Salvador Perez plays with, things might be different. Wow. That's what you think the problem is? Really? You think they don't play with enough heart? That's why they're 13-31? Well, then you're not paying attention. You're not listening to the games. You're not watching the games. The issue isn't want. It's not heart. If you really want to boil it down, if you want it simple, even though baseball, just like life, it's never simple. It's not black and white. It resides in the gray area. But if you need it boiled down, if you need something simple, it's the pitching. How about that? It's the pitching. You want something else? The talent? How about that? The heart. Give me a break. Get over yourself. Let's go back to the text line. Joey in Grain Valley, yeah, says, can't really enjoy this one with the quick turnaround. No, we got to enjoy this one, Joey. I understand the Royals are back at it tomorrow at 3:10. I'll be on the air at 2, but no, enjoy this one. You can at least enjoy it until you go to bed. Or maybe that was Joey's way of saying he's tuning out because he's going to bed. Maybe. Yeah, no doubt I see Rally Mantis fired up about his Florida Gator, Brady Singer, picking up the win. Raj in the Ozarks, simply calling this one a wild baseball game, no doubt. From the 316, good game tonight, Vern. Obviously some mistakes, but job well done. And Vern, would I be wrong to think this moment currently is Aroldis Chapman's peak trade value? Vern, I don't want to see him on the hill for Kansas City again. Would you be wrong? I don't know if... I would say about 2 weeks ago may have been his height. But it could still get better. No, I don't think the Royals are going to pull the trigger. No. I believe you'll see Aroldis Chapman again. I don't think they move him until... at least until June. He certainly doesn't look as if he's slowing down. 103.8 miles per hour, a 12-pitch seventh inning. I don't know if I want to see him pitch tomorrow. You know, he's pitched back-to-back days three times this season. I believe it's gone poorly twice. Very small sample size, sure. But I'm not in the mood to experiment to see if it is a trend. How about we just don't find that out? I'm with you on that. One point concerning, or one statistic to pass along pertaining to Aroldis Chapman and that 103.8 mile per hour fastball that he blew by Jake Cronenworth. Sarah Langs of MLB and MLB.com, she tweets out the statistic that since 2008, the pitch tracking era, since 2008, Aroldis Chapman has thrown a 103-mile-per-hour pitch 65 times. The rest of the world combined, the rest of Major League Baseball combined since 2008, every other pitcher combined has done it 13 times. Again, Chapman has done it 65 times. The next closest pitcher is Jordan Hicks, who's done it 5 times. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Maybe we'll see him tomorrow, and maybe he'll perform well. And if so, that sure would be nice to flip that narrative on its head. Royals win 5-4. All right, we now know the pitching matchup for tomorrow. It's going to be more than likely a bullpen day. Carlos Hernandez will take the hill for the first time since, what, the first half of... did he start last year? Well, I'll find out. Carlos Hernandez squares off with Yu Darvish tomorrow, 3:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Man, I remember Carlos Hernandez was a guy that I thought was going to be a star for this team. Or I didn't think. I was hopeful he would be a star for this team because, you know, a 4-5 pitch mix, a big, burly righty like that. Yeah, he made 7 starts last year. Thanks to Luke Bell for the help back at the studio. I'm excited. Carlos Hernandez. Talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by a award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.